In Parshas Nasai, when we learn about Miyayin v'Sheicha Yazir and the Nazir separates from wine, it's very important as we're learning about these inyanim to understand the difference between a healthy self-discipline and unhealthy self-denial. The Sefarnai talks about over here in this Parsha that when the Torah talks about removing yourself from physical desires, it refers only to refraining from drinking wine. Because this is a desire that's not a basic need for one's health and well-being, and it doesn't weaken a person when he doesn't drink wine. But a person should not subject himself to fasting, because that will have a negative impact on his health and will decrease his ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beruchnias. The previous pasuk, the Sfarnei, says that the purpose of precious from physical desires, what's the purpose of separating yourself from those physical pleasures? Only to enable a person to devote himself entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn Torah, to perfect your character as you walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is such an important concept. In other words, we cannot refrain from partaking in things that we need for our health, our physical health or our mental health. We have to be careful to keep it. There is no goal to cause ourselves needless pain. The pleasures we have to be careful for are those that we indulge in sometimes unhealthily, selfishly, that's detrimental for a person and will cause us to waste precious time or could cause us to go into a path of unhealthy indulgence. But the idea is, though, and that's a self-discipline we need to have, but self-denial weakens a person. And the Baal Shem Tov always talked about it. He was against these heavy fastings. Instead, you eat healthy and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some want to say you want to do better, do with a tainus dibur. Tainus dibur also, you have to be careful because you also need to socialize. And if you're married, you need bein adam la ish, bein ish la ishtoi, a proper way that may not also be healthy. But this is really the idea. You had a story with a person who started to fast, caused himself suffering to be mechaper on the virus that he felt he did wrong, and his physical health declined, and he got down. And one big tzaddik, Shmuel Hominer, went to Issa Zalman Meltzer to have him influence this Talmud to not do this. And he told this person that from today on, you need to stop fasting, not cause yourself needless pain, and just fix your ways. I'm mekabel all the your past averus, the my averus. And eventually he became a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, this Yid. The key really is you need shikala to ask. Ask a Moira Hari Rav before you want to do something that is a great self-denial. Sometimes it is a beautiful thing that lead you to higher levels of Avodas Hashem, but very often it could backfire and could cause you to hurt your health, to hurt your Shalom Bayis. So be careful and ask a shikala to ask. And even wine. Nazir, right? It's a machloikis if you're Yaza Atzmoim and Ayayin, whether you call the Chayte, whether you call the Kadosh, most probably they're both MS, and it depends on the person, depends on the motivation, and Yayin also could be uplifting. You could uplift with the wine, Bar Piagofen, Mitzvahs, with Kiddush, and Havdalah, and Dalet Kaisis, and so on. So again, it needs a Shekel Adas. But on the other side, healthy self-denial in a healthy way, that's healthy. Because if you are slaves to your desire, that's not a healthy thing. A true person is one who is free from those desires. That's what it says, ki nezer elekav al reishai. Nezer is a lashon nazir. And it also means crown. The Ebenezer writes this, that nazir is the one who says that you can't stay, you know, he made a neder to stay away from wine. And it comes from Nezer, which is crown. Crown meaning that you're a king over the pleasures. Most people are slaves to pleasures. And a person who is a king on his head, he's a crown, he's a king, Nezer. He is above those pleasures and he's not. People who are addicted to pleasures may feel that they're fortunate, they're happy, they have these pleasures, but they're enslaved to it. And when it's lacking for whatever reason, they feel a suffering and their thoughts are fixated when I could get those desires again. And that is unhealthy. So there is a healthy shikl, like we said, of taking things from this world that you need for your physical or mental health, which is a good thing. You don't deny yourself. But on the other hand, to be careful not to overindulge. So that shikul is always required. You ask Yad HaDeshmaya. You ask Hashem for guidance. And you ask Hadracha when you need Hadracha in this area in life. It goes also with the physical intimate aspects of married life, which I'm not going to get into now. Also, it's very unhealthy to, on both extremes, someone who overindulges and goes, you know, overboard, hyper-focused on it is not healthy. But very often in marriages, especially after a few years of marriages, the opposite problem is when there is a certain pulling back from it too much, and that is unhealthy either. And even if you think you're doing it for the right reasons, you're more holy, whatever it is, it's really one needs shikul hadas, because it's a very healthy, necessary part of marriage to have that physical intimacy be a real healthy and happy aspect of a marriage that's key and that's important. And the key really is, with every physical pleasure, is to elevate it. That's why we lift up the kais by pri ha-gofen. And the key really is if you look at it, it says that once the Naziris is over, v'acha yishta ha-nozir yayin. It says afterwards the Nozir may drink wine. Now, why does the Torah say that? He's not a Nozir anymore. So, of course. So the Al-Sheikh explains that a person goes through a period of 30 days, for example, because Stam Naziris is 30 days. So he became a Nozir for 30 days. So he elevated himself to a high level. Now he's on the level that even if he does drink wine, he's drinking with the level of Naziris, meaning he's on that higher elevated plane. And in other words, you have two people that could drink wine, and the meaning behind their behaviors are totally different. One is bringing himself down, while the other one is elevating himself. But that is a real important lesson in this week's Parsha. Another important lesson in this week's Parsha is the Birchas Kehanim, Yevrechecha Hashem Yishmerecha. And Moshe Leib Asasov used to say that the greatest blessing is a oneness. Why? Because if you look at the bracha, the Nusach HaBracha, it's all Lashon Yachid. Yevrechecha Hashem should bless you, you personally. It's a Lashon individual. Now, we're talking about the whole Klal Yisrael. Kohanim are benching a whole Hamoin, a whole Shul, or a whole Kehillah. And it says, a Lashon Yachid, benching you, watching you. Vichuneka, all singular. That is an inyan of Achdus, because when you're talking to the crowd, it's not a crowd of many different people. It's a crowd of a yachid. Hashem is saying that my bracha is shayra, the birchas kehanim, which is really Hashem's bracha through the kehanim, is with the yivarechecha, the yishmerecha, that all of you, Am Yisrael, as many as you are with one heart. You are like a single person. Enochanami, no true two people are alike. And individuality is important. But there needs to be a chibur, because we're all B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we're all a Tzelem Elikim, and we focus on that, and we identify with others, we have a tremendous unity, and that is when the Berches Kehanim has the most weight. The Bracha of Hashem is Shaira most when there is an Achdus there, as we feel like one unit, and that is the reason why Berches Kehanim was said in a Lashon Yachid, Yevarechecha, as opposed to Lashon Rabim. And another Hayra is, you learn from the Karbanis Nisim that even though it says the first one that was Makrib was Nachshon ben Aminadav Lamate Yehuda, but it doesn't stop there. The Torah mentions all 12 leaders, repeating it again. There's many Torahs as to why. The Ralbag over there says it comes to teach us this lesson that one person should not try to outdo the other in order to boast or feel above them. That's why the Torah elaborates on how each person brought the same thing. The goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to compete with everyone else. This kinah siphon that may be healthy in certain aspects, but for most of us, if we don't know how to use it right, it draws us back, it pulls us back. One-upmanship, it's called. That does not work with Torah. If a person always feels he needs to be above others, and he needs to outdo them, and that's his motivation, or to get honor, it really doesn't work well. One needs to really have a certain idea that I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best I can with the unique talents that I have. And I'm certainly extremely happy that others are able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own way, in a healthy way. So this is the Yesod So again, those three lessons we learned. Number one is to know the difference between self-discipline that's healthy and self-denial that's unhealthy. The idea of being not in, having you control your desires versus your desires controlling you, but also take it with a healthy balance, because some physical pleasures are to be used in a healthy way, and Hashem wants you to use it to eat healthily, even Oinig Shabbos, tasty foods, or Mitzvahs Oin in marriage. Hashem wants it to be used, and to be used well, and to enjoy it in a healthy way. Also, to elevate every desire and bring it towards Hashem, to serve Hashem. Berachas Kehanim, the key is it's Lashon Yochid, because it's only mostly effective when there is a Achdus and Klai Yisrael, when they're as one. That's why it's brought by Lashon Yochid. And again, the Karbanos Nesiim, each one individually, to appreciate it, not one being higher than the other. Hashem finds precious the avodah of every single one. And as the Midrashim say, that even though it seems like they brought the same carbon, they had a different kavana. Look at the Medrash Rabbah here. Each one was unique and special. Hashem desires it. And that's really the key of having Achdus in Avodas Hashem. Recognizing you, yes, you have a unique contribution, but so does your friend. I can do only what I can do, and no one else could do my job. I can't do others' jobs, but we do it as a unity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings achdus and ahava and shalom in the world and in our homes in particular, and in our shalom bayis overall as well, being happy with our lot. Baruch and Hatzlacha, have a wonderful Shabbos.